Hello and welcome to Thought for September the 28th. Our readings are 1 Chronicles chapter 11, Ezekiel chapter 24, and Luke chapter 21. And our thought is, who gave him strong support in his kingdom? The history period covered in the two books of Chronicles is parallel with that in 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings. We can compare this with the way the four Gospels are parallel accounts of the life of Jesus. There are theories that Chronicles was written to fill out records in Samuel and Kings, and this is partly true. Among the Jews, there is a tradition that the Chronicles were written by Ezra, and it is a fact that the book of Ezra, which comes at the end of Chronicles, begins as though there is a continuation of Chronicles. What we particularly noticed in today's chapter, chapter 11, is that most of it is about the mighty men that served David. It lists those who gave him strong support in his kingdom, we read in verse 10. It details some of the valiant acts that they did. They were valuable and faithful friends to David in his great reign as king for 40 years. Many of these men are not recorded elsewhere, and it is a testing task to read these chapters with many unpronounceable words. As we read them, the thought struck us that great David's greater son, as many have sung of Christ, will surely require an untold number of mighty ones to go into battle for him in the age to come. The weapons of their warfare in that time will be spiritual, like the Holy Spirit was used in the first century, and which are described as the powers of the age to come in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 5. We can, in a sense, apply the words we read earlier this month in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Paul said, "The weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds." The work of those serving Christ as the King of the world will be to administer the law that will go forth into all the nations from Jerusalem, as revealed to Isaiah in chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. We note that it says, "He will judge between nations and shall decide disputes." The work Christ will perform is further described in Isaiah 11, verses 2 to 5, and verse 9. If we genuinely become part of Christ now, how awesome our tasks may be at that time. Thinking again of David, we have no clear idea of how these mighty men came to know about David, but it seems clear he was able to inspire others, and he began to do this from when he killed Goliath. So worthy men responded to his leadership and became an essential part of the strength of his kingship. In the same way, the Lord Jesus should inspire us. Those who are inspired and faithful, he will support and will make them to reign with him for 1,000 years. Well, thank you once again for joining us for Thought for the Day, where together we can open up the pages of God's Word, remembering it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.